Now, I mentioned this earlier on in the programme. Snapchat has started its own AI chatbot. It's called My AI, and it's pinned to the top of chat feeds. Can only be removed by paid subscribers. Mixed reviews online. Snap says it's an experimental, friendly chatbot, which can perform tasks such as answering questions, offering advice, or planning trips, which, as you said earlier, was what? Trips to
H&M. Pretty much.
Long and short of it, isn't it? 13-year-old. Alina Sinel is the founder of a company which aims to inspire young people to work in artificial intelligence development. Good morning, Elena. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me. I'm very well, and how are you?
Yes, not too bad. It's great to have you on to explain this to us, because actually I don't have Snapchat, but I do know my children are talking about it all the time at the minute. So what is this new AI bot that's appeared? How does it work?
Well, I think as you have rightly explained, it's pinned in Snapchat. It's there for children to use. And of course, as you have mentioned, the critical word here is it is experimental, which to me is problematic and highly unethical to experiment in this way on children. And of course, it is unsafe. It hallucinates. It's probably not the best word to describe the malfunctions because it attributes certain human qualities to a chatbot. However, it does relay, erroneous information. It is also been shown to reveal the geolocation, even when a child would prompt and ask whether it knows the location. It would say it doesn't, and then it immediately tells the child where the nearest McDonald's is. It has also been shown to give advice to a supposed 15-year-old how to hide the smell of weed and alcohol from parents. And of course, it has been already tested by somebody pretending to be a 13-year-old, giving it advice on how to date a 31-year-old and what to do on that first night, candles and music. So it's very, very unsafe to use. As a parent, I definitely would not be letting my children use this technology.
But the problem is it's there. Yeah. You have no choice. You can't get rid of it unless you pay £3.99 a month. And I don't know any
that
teenager who's paying
£3.99
a month.
In itself, yes, I personally would request and would urge parents, and it's very, very urgent. I even requested the school to do exactly the same and warn parents, and it's really time to uninstall an app like this until the company proves it to us that it is safe to use. And the onus and the responsibility lies on the companies to show to us that it is safe to use. And until it has been done, I'm afraid the best way is to, of course, in the immediate run to uninstall this technology. And of course, for the UK government to put certain safety and regulation laws and make a company accountable for the risk that it poses on the public
I think a lot of people will agree with you, and I certainly know parents who believe that Snapchat, actually, out of all the social media platforms, we don't often talk about it, is the most problematic for young people for all sorts of reasons. However, we should say what they have told us. They've written a blog post covering how location data is used in My AI. It says the chatbot does not collect any new location information. It can only access it if you consent to share it. It has updated My AI to clarify when it's aware of a Snapchatter's location and when it isn't. They say privacy is foundational for us, critical to our core use. Across our app, we seek to minimise the amount of data we collect and aim to be as transparent as possible with our community about how each of our products uses their data. The use of data was the thing that I immediately thought of, that my teenagers just fielding loads of questions to this chatbot will effectively be giving them masses and masses of data, which presumably they will at some stage try and monetize.
Exactly. This is really the danger. It has been deployed too fast. As an AI ethicist, and I know a lot of AI ethicists would agree with me, we have rushed with this technology. This should not have been deployed so fast, and definitely not onto the public, and 100% not with kids who are currently interacting with it, testing it. again, I will point out the word experimental is a key word. We should not be experimenting on kids. It is completely unsafe for children to interact with technology. Whatever they write, I personally don't believe in this. This is just a PR stunt. They have to say something positive. But ultimately, it has been developed using ChatGPT, which in itself is a highly unethical piece of technology and a system that we all know has been deployed again too fast, and it's already being adopted by a lot of companies, including ChatGPT, which we find is completely unacceptable and irresponsible.
Okay, actually, in this circumstance, I don't have a statement from ChatGPT. They're not here to answer to that. I'm sure they would if they could. But thank you very much. I tell you what, it's fascinating even just to be talking about the work of AI ethicists, which is a whole realm of kind of study I didn't realise was out there, but very interesting at this time. Thank you, Elena. Elena Sinel is a founder of a company who works in AI. Snapchat says the vast majority of people have been enjoying it.
BBC Radio 5 Live.